After we have the policy, it is incumbent upon us as a board to monitor that, hold accountable the superintendent for implementing it, whether it is something that has to occur over a period of time, such as our issue of, regarding media specialists in terms of schools not having media specialists, and making some kind of decision on how to prioritize our dollars.
Now, you guys have some ways to track this in terms of reports, in terms of measurements. Tell me a little about that. How will that part of it work?
Through, at least minimally on an annual basis, reports on issues that I would deem as not being equitable, looking into those situations and highlighting them and bringing them to the attention of the superintendent for reports that might be sooner than that annual requirement. It will be the responsibility of this board and boards thereafter to look at the policy, make sure that we just haven't written a policy and put it in our huge notebook of quote policies and leave it there. So,
now for parents who are wondering what kinds of things, give me some specifics that if they're listening to this, they can say, oh, they'll be measuring this in terms of these annual reports that will be required.
Things like, do secondary schools have access to AP, IB? My past experience is a specialist for the academically gifted, as it was called at the time. And what I discovered immediately, we had a low number of students engaged, of minority children participating. It was an abysmally low number, 1980 at least, to today. Guess what? It has not improved significantly at all. So right now, we can have policy, but if the board and the community and persons who are really passionate about equity, if we don't stay on top of it, we can have the policy, but it'll go nowhere.
This has to go to the full board. You'll have public hearings and then vote on it. Realistically, your expectations, once whatever you guys finally decide on, what do you see coming out of this?
I see coming out of it vigilance from the school board and the community. And because school boards change, but our community of involved parents, other stakeholders, the whole community, keeping the awareness. That's why I've been so delighted to see community groups here at the meetings. I've never seen in all my years of experience this level of length of time spent, the intensity to making sure the language is right. Now my thing is, are we doing the work of what the policy says? I dearly beg for the public to stay tuned.